schedule, being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight, playing a pretty wide variety of stuff this evening. We're going to hear a lot of new stuff into the station and just some new stuff that I've been checking out recently. And start off the program, we heard something from Hermitess, a track called Vampires, which is taken from a Live at CJSW compilation called Invisible Channel. And Hermitess, I do believe, are based out of Calgary, and you can check them out at hermitess.bandcamp.com. And that was put out by our sister station, CJSW, at the University of Calgary. And they put out these really great, I do believe they're fundraising compilations that they sell as a part of their fund drive every year. I do believe they do it for this release. You can check it out at their Bandcamp, which is cgsw.bandcamp.com. And speaking of fundraising and fund drives, CITR is starting our own fund drive next week. Get your wallets ready and plan ahead to save a bit of cash to kick back it and give in to the radio station and Discorder. And you can check out some more info at citr.ca/donate. And if you head to our website, you can find out all kinds of different shows that are happening, and you can find out different ways you can donate and stuff like that. So once again, that's our annual fundraiser and called Fund Drive, I guess. And it's starting on February 28th, going until March 8th. So there's lots of cool ways you can donate and lots of cool stuff you can get by donating. So up next, we're going to hear something from Marie Davidson. And you can hear an album that I played when it first came out. It came out on Ninja Tune Records. It's something called, it's called Working Class Woman. And you can hear a track called Burn Me. And I do believe Marie Davidson is going to be coming through to Vancouver, and she's going to be playing at Fortune pretty soon. Definitely pick up tickets if you haven't. I'm not sure if it'll sell out, but definitely pick up tickets if you can. Once again, Marie Davidson, she's playing on March 21st at Fortune Sound Club, and that's going to be a Thursday night show, so definitely check it out. So you'll hear from Marie Davidson, and then something from Desire. Desire, you may know from the Drive soundtrack, and they are playing a tour coming up with Chromatics. And Chromatics will be playing in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater on June 6th. So it's a ways away, so you can plan ahead. And once again, that's Desire, Chromatics, and In Mirrors. You can hear something from the older Chromatics, or the older Desire album that came out in 2009, which also features the track that was featured on the Drive album, but you're not going to hear that specific track. After that, we'll hear something from Elstra, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So it's going to be a little bit of a longer set, three tracks, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a track called Burn Me.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Do you recognize the song playing in the background? Plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Budgie's Burritos.
Budgie's Burritos.
Hi.
Hey,
I was wondering if you have any kind of deal on right now where I could get, like, a dozen burritos for the price of one.
No.
Okay. Do you have any promotions on right now?
No, we don't do promotions.
Oh. Okay.
Cool. Later.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was a older track from Elstra with the EP that came out in 2014 called Habitat. And you heard the track called Hulu. And prior to that was Desire with a track called Don't Call. And after that, or that was off a 2009 release called Desire. And that was out of Montreal. And they are going to be coming through Vancouver playing with the Chromatics. And that's going to be coming up, I think, on, what did I say it was, June 6th, and that's at the Vogue Theater. And prior to that was Marie Davidson with a track called Burn Me off the brand new Working Class Woman album, and that was off the new release that came out on Ninja Tune Records. And she's going to be coming through Vancouver playing at the Fortune Sound Club, and she's playing on Thursday, March 21st, so definitely pick up tickets if you can. And you heard in the fund drive, or the announcement, the CITR fund drive is coming up very soon. And there's going to be a couple cool shows going on. You can check out some of them, and you can come and donate there as well if you like. You can hear something from one of the shows that's coming up. You can hear something from, let me see, the finale, which is happening on Friday, March 8th, and it's at the Red Gate. You can hear a couple artists, one of which includes BB, and you can hear something from BB off a release. I think it's just an EP just simply called X, and you can hear a track called Drowning, and you can check it out at bbshreds.bandcamp.com. And after that, you can hear another band that coincidentally enough is also called BB, but they're called BB and the Blips, and they have I think they're out of Sydney, Australia, maybe, and they're out on a record label called, Hope is a Prism Records, I do believe, and you can hear a track off of it called Materialist Girl, and this features an artist named Good Throb. It's, I do believe one of the members of Good Throb is in this band. And I've played Good Throb a few times over the years and haven't played them recently, but maybe I'll get to that again. You can check it out on the record label, which is, let's see. Oh, sorry. The label name is called Thrilling Living. Check it out at thrillingliving.bandcamp.com. And once again, that's something from BB and the Blips that you're going to hear. But first, right here, something from local artist BB. This track is called Drowning.
I can see it all fade away.
from Australia, that was BB and the Blips with a track off the Shame Job LP that came out on Thrilling Living Records. You heard a track called Materialist Girl, and that features such members of Good Throb as well as Housewives. And once again, that was out on the Thrilling Living Records. You can check them out at thrillingliving.bandcamp.com. Prior to that was something from Vancouver's BB with a track called Drowning off the brand new X 7-inch, I'm guessing. And you can check it out at bbshreds.bandcamp.com. And once again, BB will be playing at the CITR Fun Drive finale, which is happening on Friday, March 8th. And it's $10 at the door, and you can also donate and have a really great silent auction. There's all kinds of great stuff at the silent auction, and you can pick up stuff from local businesses and stuff like that. So once again, you can find out more at citr.ca/donate. Up next on the program, we're going to move in a real different direction from what we've been hearing. We're going to take a real left turn, and we're going to hear some ambient, kind of droney, ambient field recording type post-rock stuff. And that's from an artist named Those Who Walk Away. And this is the work of a guy named Matthew Patton. His music is put out on the Constellation record label. And you can hear an album that came out in 2017. It's called The Infected Mass. And you'll hear a track called Second Partially Recorded Conversation. It's kind of a haunting, eerie track with some very strange recordings on it, which is, I do believe, from an airplane flight recording, I'm guessing, which matches the theme that's featured on the cover. And it is kind of reminiscent of some of those early Constellation releases of the really ambient field recording stuff, like the Set Fire to Flames albums and stuff like that. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is from Those Who Walk Away. This track is called Second Partially Recollected Conversation.
Joe City, got a emergency for you. Alright. I got a United aircraft coming in, lost number 2 inches. I've got a hard time controlling the aircraft right now. He's at a 29,000 right now in the center of Sioux City right now. He's near where you are, but he wants equipment standing by right now. Sentence it onto that area.
Back. That was something from Those Who Walk Away, a track called Second Partially Recollected Conversation off the Infected Mass album that came out in 2017. And that was out on Constellation Records. And up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear a couple artists that are coming through town this weekend, and they're playing tomorrow night. So you have two choices. Well, actually, I have quite a few choices, but these are some artists that I wanted to highlight because I haven't played them. I haven't played Dead Meadow before on this program, at least. But anyways, Dead Meadow is playing tomorrow night at the Rickshaw Theater, and they're a longtime stoner band that have been on Matador Records, and they're based out of Washington. They have a new album out that came out last year called The Nothing They Need. You can hear a track off of it called This Shaky Hand Is Not Mine. And if you don't want to hear the kind of stoner psych type stuff, you can check out a very heavy, harsh noise metal band from Seattle. They're called Hissing, and I have played Hissing before, and they have an album out called Permanent Destitution. You'll hear a track called Pablum Abundance, and they're a trio, and it also features one brother, I guess, of Stephen O'Malley, who is in a group called Sun, and they also, one of the guys behind Southern Lord Records. I do believe it's Stephen O'Malley that's behind that. It could be the other guy. Anyways, you can check them out at hissingseattle.bandcamp.com. And once again, it's some pretty harsh, abrasive noise and kind of death metal. They have had some albums out on, or this album is out on Profound Lore Records, which is a Canadian label based out of Kitchener. So, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Dead Meadow. This track is called This Shaky Hand Is Not Mine.
Love. I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
And we're back. That was something from Hissing, a track called Pablum Abundance is what you heard. And that was off the Permanent Destitution album. Before that, Dead Meadow with a track called This Shaky Hand Is Not Mine off the Nothing They Need album. And those two artists are playing this weekend in Vancouver at separate shows. So thanks for tuning in this week. And next week I'll be back with a Fun Drive show with some really great prizes and really great incentives. So plan on donating. And thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And I'm going to leave you tonight with something from Zombie co-founder Steve Moore. And he's got a new album coming out that was just announced. It's called Beloved Exile. It's going to be out on the Temporary Residence record label. You're going to hear a new track off of it that he just released. It's called Your Centuries Will Be Met With Force. And this album is going to be coming out on May 10th. And I'm super looking forward to this album. If pretty big fan of Zombie. And if you're not familiar, Zombie makes this really, really great analog synth-based music that's really reminiscent of some old horror movies, kind of like Dario Argento style type music. Anyways, I'm going to leave you with a track this evening from Steve Moore. So keep it locked and keep listening to more CITR, and I'll be back next week with some more music. Anyways, right here on CITR, this is Steve Moore.
Thank you. Hi, this is Emily Toyota, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. Meow! You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.